Hi, and welcome back to Rosy Thoughts. I'm sorry I haven't posted in the past few weeks. This quarantine definitely hit. But, you know, besides me hoping everyone is doing good, hanging in there, I know this thing has been freaking crazy. But I'd like to at least point out, you know, that something good came out of this quarantine, at least for me. I ended up getting a job and I started working from home. So, as I've explained before, I've had a lot of bad moments with my anxiety. I've had a lot of, basically redefining moments in my life with anxiety and the depression and the mood swings, you know, everything that just comes with it. And, you know, for a moment there, which, by the way, I don't know if y'all can hear if there's any background noise. It's the hardcore winds outside because we are under the whole severe thunderstorm watch. So, yeah, I'm sorry if you do hear any noises in the background. I hope I'm able to at least get some out. But, yeah, I don't know. If, you know, maybe some of you have felt like this in the past or, you know, in the present where you feel like you don't know where you belong, like you don't know what you want to do with your life, you don't know where you're at. I gotta say, for a good while, I was not okay about that. It weighed down on me to know and think that I didn't know what I wanted to do, you know, like as a career. I had friends and cousins that had already graduated, or if they hadn't graduated, they had already entered a career path and were already making, you know, their own little breaking points. And it's always those moments that their family, you know, in general, turns around and looks at you and is like, well, what are you doing? What's going on with you? And yeah, I'm sure, you know, most of them don't mean it in a bad way. But when they start doing that, then that makes you realize, like, they're watching you. They're thinking about you. They're seeing you, judging you, whether the judgment is good or bad. You know, like, you just know you're being judged. And that doesn't help us. That doesn't help us, especially with our anxiety, especially with our depression. Fuck, like, to think that you're being judged is like a whole like scary feeling, I'm sure. Like, I've done, you know, contests before where they have to judge you on how good you are. I've done UIL, I've done, you know, theater. So yeah, getting judged is pretty scary, you know. It torments you and makes you anxious. It, you know, makes you question yourself and what you're doing and how you're executing things. But I gotta say, like, we gotta focus on the important judges and then kind of disregard, you know, the background audience that's trying to judge, that thinks that they have all the knowledge as well. Like, some of them do, some of them don't. So we gotta take that into consideration. And we also have to take into consideration that they're human, and that is almost a basic instinct to start judging. Once again, I would be judged, but not in a bad way, with my family, because I know whenever they'd ask me because they were sincerely caring and wanted to know, you know, what's going on. You know, they don't want me to end up going, you know, down the wrong path. They just want to make sure, you know, that I've got all the tools necessary for me to build myself in a career. So with that being said, if you are going through that and are feeling that, hang in there, you know, like, whether they mean it in a negative or positive way, the only real judge in life is going to be you, whether you're happy with who you are and where you're at. And if you're not, take small steps to try and, you know, better your situation, better where you're at, pick up a new hobby or pick up a new skill. I personally fell ass backwards into the position that I'm in, and it started off as a receptionist job. I had not had a single smidge, you know, I had no experience in an office at all, but I don't know why I got the opportunity. Some people are like that, you know, you might just find an opportunity out there because they end up just liking you for who you are, when they interview you, and you might just find, you know, something new, something you don't like, something you didn't think you'd see yourself doing. I'm now in a paralegal, you know, position, and everything I'm learning, I love. I honestly love, like, the way I came to get this job that I'm currently in was definitely a climb up. But I gotta say, I take everything as, you know, a learning experience. I had, you know, bad moments at my past employments, which, you know, were mostly consisting of former employees, coworkers, you know, being negative, being rude, and not sticking in driving in their lane, for me to put it as, you know, sensitively as possible. A lot of people just didn't stay in their lane. And I'm the type of person that I'm just there to do my job. I'm there to do my job. Don't interfere with when I'm trying to do my job, because I'm just going by the rules. I'm going by the policies and standards. I'm not going to take matters into my own hands, because I'm a knowingly self-doubted person. Like, I am very confident with things because I'm naturally, like, I just try and spew confidence, because I always try and be like, you know, people can do it. We can do it. I can do it. You can do it. It's going to be freaking hard. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Anything in life is going to be hard, but it's worth that uphill battle once you get to it, because you're going to be like, damn right, I got this. I fucking fought for it, so I fucking deserve it. So I feel like, yeah, the position that I'm in today, I deserve it because I've worked hard for it. I've, you know, gone through bad employments, but, you know, I've gone through good employments. I've lost jobs, you know, because, you know, due to low clientele, you know, low clients, not having enough work coming in. I've, you know, given up my, how do you say it? Like, I've given up certain positions because of the fact that management was just horrible. I'm not perfect, and I take them all as learning experiences, because how else are we going to know about life, about work, about things that are around us? There's just, you know, when my mom used to tell me that there was a whole other world out there, I didn't know what it was. And this is what it is. When she told me there's a whole other world out there, she meant a whole other world out there that I'm going to find. Me. She found her world. I found mine. And I'm loving it right now. I'm loving it because the job that I do drives me. I love it. I love waking up and knowing, hey, I got to do this, I got to do that, because it's legal work. And it drives me. And that's weird for me to think, because of, you know, the way I was in high school. I was such a drama nerd. You know, I was a theater kid. I was a fucking theater kid. I fucking loved it. I still love it. And I watch shows, and I'll, you know, when it's repeated shows, like, I'll say the lines and be in character, because I still love theater. And honestly, sometimes I think of the legal department as theater, because it is, like, immensely dramatic with the things people are. Like, I'm dealing with actual humanity out there. Like, it's crazy. People are crazy, and I love it because it's day-to-day life. It's real. Like, it's like I'm living in my own movie. So I want for you all to focus on that part where I said, there's a whole other world out there for you. There's a whole other world out there. There's a whole other world out there for you. The world we live in, yes, we live in the same earth and everything, right? But we don't actually live like in the same mindset, in the same game and everything. So technically there's like the millions of worlds out there in just this one planet Earth. If you know what I mean, if I'm not driving off, I've had a few beers actually. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you know what I mean. It's just amazing. It's amazing when you start finding your place. And even when you haven't found your place, enjoy the ride. Enjoy it. Because one day you'll find yourself educating someone about something that they didn't know because they went from high school to college, graduated, went straight into their little job, and they never learned life. There's people like that out there. And that's not wrong either, but they'll start to realize that they're lacking that when they come across moments that they need it now. Just the way we feel like we're lacking when we think that, oh, we still don't know our purpose in life and what we want to do or whatever. Like, it's technically bullshit. Like, people find it right away. There's other people that don't. That's why I feel like there's also entrepreneurs, because there's always people wanting to do something fucking different. So they call themselves entrepreneurs. And just, you know, you gotta get with it. You gotta get with yourself. You gotta think about it and be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm a bad bitch, or I'm a bad motherfucker, and I can do this. I can fucking do this, because if I can find a passion, I'm gonna go with it. And if you can't find a job with your passion, find a job where you're not afraid to learn a new skill. Because you never know, you might like that new skill, you might be able to use it in the future. Be open for it. Just live it up, don't give up, and don't think that just because you haven't found where you belong yet, that it means that you don't belong in this world, or like it's never going to happen. It just takes longer for some people than others. No, like you gotta understand that it doesn't happen at the same time for everybody. So stick with that, fight with that. I want everybody to succeed in their own ways. I want everybody to be happy in their own way. Do whatever makes you happy. Don't let anybody else tell you otherwise, because if you keep letting someone tell you how to live your life, then how are you truly happy? You're fucking living somebody else's life. Don't do that. Live your life. That's all I got for you folks, because if I keep going, I'm just going to end up rambling on about something that has nothing to do with what I've started to talk about. And it's all about just finding your place in life at your own time, finding your career path in life at your own time, whether it's your passion, whether it's not your passion and it's just something that you're really good at and you actually just enjoy doing, you know, just work with it, work with yourself, work through life. Y'all got this. If I can do this shit, and that's because I'm not 100% true person. You know, I'm not the best Catholic. I'm not the best daughter. I'm not the best friend. I'm not the best girlfriend. I'm not the best cousin or anything. You know, I have my fucking flaws up the butt. You know, like, it's just, I have my flaws. And if I can do it, y'all can do it. Like, trust in that. Y'all can do it. One step at a time, one day at a time. Y'all can fucking do it. All right. Peace, y'all. Until next time.